friends. Welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. How you doing?
Good.
You guys, quick little set update. I got a black case for my laptop because I was tired of you guys commenting that you could see my feet in the reflection. So I want to be able to be on here dogs out freely.
With zero judgment.
Zero judgment and zero notice. When I see your bare feet in videos, I don't point that out, even though I want to.
I don't and won't, in fact.
So whatever you do, do not go back to old videos to see if you can see my feet in the reflection, because you actually can't.
I think the fact that you called it out is going to make it more obvious to people, because I never noticed.
Well.
But as we've gone over many times on this show, you guys are a bunch of sick little freaks.
That's true. I should expect nothing other than that, really.
When I made my video talking about that book series, I literally had, like, that I haven't read, I saw some people being like, you said that sick little freaks were in. I didn't say I was judging y'all. I just said you are sick little freak. Diagnosed.
Got it. I mean, yeah, they're in, but like at what cost, you know?
They're in, but I still get to tell you and call you one.
Yeah. It's not derogatory.
No, it's just
I'm
a fact.
Just pointing out the obvious. Yeah.
It's just a fact, to be honest.
Speaking of books, you guys, I just learned how to read again. And I just started reading. Right now I'm reading Astrid something. Astrid Does Not Fail. It's the second book in the Delilah Green series. If you're a lesbian, you know exactly the books I'm talking about. Because I bought Iris Kelly. So I wanted to read the second one so I could read the third one. It's all these lesbians and they all, queer people, sorry. All these queer people and they all live in Oregon. What more could a girl ask for?
Nice.
In a tiny little town.
Nice.
One owns a bookstore.
And you're enjoying it.
I'm loving it.
Period.
I'm loving it.
Love that.
Pretending I'm in the book, of course. Of course.
I'm not reading at all.
Because you know if that's Drew shocking. Doesn't know how to read. That's why.
Yeah, I wrote a book, but don't know how to read. That's like when I was on Britney's World Court and I was like, I wrote a book, but I don't know adverbs. Like, she asked me for a certain, like.
That one's hard. I don't blame you.
Yeah. I honestly, the last book I read was my own. And that wasn't like a flex. It literally, I realized.
Oh, yeah, you guys. I don't think we've talked about Drew's book on here, but it's coming out July 30th. You can pre-order it. You know what? In every episode now, I'm going to put the link in there so you guys can find it in there. You can pre-order it on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, I think a bunch of different
places. Target.
Target.
Yeah.
But I know specifically the Barnes & Noble ones. Those ones are signed.
Yes. Right?
And yes, I bought mine. And there will be an Audible version.
Guys, I don't. My mom and sister and some of my other family members have bought one. I've been telling them not to buy one.
Well, I'm so excited I had to buy one.
Yeah.
That's she texted me, if you don't buy one, I'm going to kill you in your sleep. That's what she said.
You're done here.
She said, actually, Squid will. I'm going to make a call to Squid and then we'll
see who
buys a
book. You're going to be replaced. And I just put Squid in that chair.
It's just him coughing and gagging the whole time. But anyways, yeah, make sure you buy Drewby's book. I started reading it and I immediately started crying, so I haven't finished reading it. I probably won't until I get the real one.
Oh, how convenient. I'm just kidding.
But yeah.
It's pretty kooky.
Oh, sorry guys. I'm just so popular. Adam's literally trying to FaceTime me.
Why?
I don't know.
Answer.
Okay, we're gonna answer it. Hey bitch. We're filming our podcast.
Hello.
This is the only time we'll get a cameo of Adam on the podcast, you guys.
Don't.
No, I wanted to call you because
I thought you'd
be watching the SAG Awards. Oh, no. I want to, though. I've been watching the red carpet. Oh.
No, you're fake. Oh. You watch all that stuff.
Tell him we'll key. We'll key about it after.
We'll call you after.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Literally, that's as good as it's going to get.
You're never going to see him
that's
on here.
That's as good as it's going to get, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, something else we can tell you guys about. There may be a little bit of a tour coming up this summer. We've been given permission.
I can tell y'all. I'm going on a book tour.
Woo!
And it's featuring two idiot girls.
Woo!
So it's a book tour featuring two idiot girls. So it's going to be the two of us.
You're looking at them.
You're looking at it. We're just going to be obviously like talking about the book. But yeah, it's a real 2-for-1 special.
And you guys, we're going to be going
across
the country. We're going everywhere.
A U.S. tour. We're going across the country. across many different states. We'll be on tour for several weeks.
Woo!
And it's going to be really fun. We heard your guys' complaints about only staying on the West Coast with our first tour. So now we're going across the U.S. of A.
We're doing a big tour, and there may or may not be a pre-sale that's going to be going on the Patreon first.
Oh, yeah.
For that's tour, all we're allowed to really tell you about
tour
that.
For tour tickets.
For tour tickets. So if you were debating whether or not to get the Patreon, even though we talk about how funny it is on there all the time.
Now's the time.
You've been warned.
And just to finish my thought about my book, the reason why I was reading it was because I realized I had never read it in its entirety.
Just chapters. Yeah.
I wrote it in big, big chunks, and it took me forever. And so, like, since having written it, I haven't, like, read it all the way through.
Were you reading going, damn, that was kind of good?
There are some parts that I read and I was like, she really ate with that line. It's literally me.
It's me.
And obviously I have wonderful editors and everything too. So like that's another reason why I wanted to read it too, because it goes through several fucking passes before it goes to print. So I just wanted to read it to kind of see. And sometimes I felt like I was rushing through it because I felt embarrassed reading my own writing. But yeah, it's been pretty kooky. I'm so happy that so many of you are so excited to get it. And I was just telling Billy this right before you got here. But I was telling him how I've seen so many videos from my book talk girls, so many of my book talk girls, basically excited about the book. But then I saw a few recently that are on NetGalley, which I am unfamiliar with.
What's that?
NetGalley is like a website where they have books and I believe manuscripts too.
Okay.
And so you have to like be approved to be in NetGalley.
Uh-huh.
And then you can request advanced copies of manuscripts in order to review books before they come out. That's how they like have reviews already.
Oh, okay.
So
are you on there?
No. Oh. I don't know what the requirements are. Correct me if I'm wrong. I really don't know much about NetGalley. But I've seen a couple, like two or three videos.
Maybe if they request you enough on there, you'll get to go on. Your thing will
be on
there.
No, my book is on there. I thought you were asking if I personally was on
there.
No,
I'm asking the book.
No, my book is on there, yeah. It's like any published book. I think certain publishers. Yeah, but anyways, yeah. I've seen like two or three videos now of people saying that they requested the manuscript and they got approved. And so they got it. And they were like really excited to read it. So that made me happy and also a little nervous because I just want everybody to love it.
Oh, okay, okay.
But one of the people that I spoke to, I like commented on her video and I like liked it and stuff. And I told her, I was like, I'm so happy you got it. I'm excited for you to read it. Like, I hope you love it. And she was like, this book's already changing my life. I'm so excited. So that made me cry. Just a little. Because I worked really, really, really hard on the book. So I
cried today. I just wanted to say that.
You and me both.
I cried today. Because me and my sister always send each other those, if are we sisters in other universes? I'm already tearing up thinking about it.
Yeah, we always send each other those.
And it literally made me cry.
They always make me cry too.
When
I see those. What else? Oh, met Beyonce.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yep.
That was pretty cool.
Met Beyonce. That was very cool.
Oh my gosh, you guys, we went to the PCAs. That was really fun.
That was also very fun. Well, let's talk about the PCAs
on the Patreon.
Yeah, on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Like, well, actually, yeah, I will say this. We're going to delve into the PCAs because that night was kooky crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that on the Patreon, but that was very fun. We had a grand old time. What else did we do this week?
You guys, I got a vlog camera, and by that I mean repurposed Drew's, and there's old footage on there, which is really funny.
Yeah.
But the vlogs will be upgraded.
In quality.
They will be upgraded.
Which is a good thing. I met Beyonce on Tuesday. Wednesday filmed.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday
filmed
with Caleb.
Yeah, you guys, if you guys aren't watching Caleb's podcast, it is so funny.
Oh my God.
We talked about it last week, I feel like, and I can't recommend it enough. His episode this week was with Caitlin Riley, and then
we also love.
Yeah, he told us a couple of the other guests he's already filmed with, so it's gonna be really funny.
Yeah, y'all are in for a treat. He's got a stacked lineup. Honestly, Caleb has like the most expansive network. It's crazy.
Yeah,
he knows so many famous people and like hilarious people and amazing people. Like, love him down.
Yeah,
so that was fun. That was a grand old time. And what else?
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, what else is new with us? Not much.
Nothing much, just the tour. So be on the lookout for that.
Yep.
And if you're on the Patreon, be an extra lookout on that. And get the fucking book, you guys. I'm so excited about the book.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited. I hope you guys really, really love the book, honestly. Oh, tell them about you watching the Chicken Shop date.
You guys, we have an issue. I finally watched Chicken Shop date with Paul Mescal. You guys, I'm being 100% serious when I say this. And I know I say it all the time, but this time I actually mean it. He's the only man that makes me question whether or not I'm actually a lesbian. Like, maybe I'm just a little bit more fluid than I thought.
I saw a video.
I need him. Like, it's like unbelievable. It's been out for like 3 weeks. I have been avoiding it, watching it. And then I finished my workout yesterday. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch it. I paused it because I was making the ugliest smile the whole video. And I realized I was laughing and smiling.
She was reliving when Jeremiah caught Belly at that party. She was like,
you guys, please.
I saw.
He's my current hyperfit. Like, I need him so bad.
I saw a TikTok where I literally, like, I sent this TikTok to Brittany and Dayson, but it was literally a girl being like, I watched the episode of Chicken Shop Date with Paul Mescal,
mm-hmm.
and I literally had to take a break because I can't handle it. It's like really funny. The video is so funny. And then
was it her? She said she was watching it in her car and she had
like, I literally had to pause it because like I like can't handle it. And then the top comment literally said, I was trying to watch it on my lunch break at work, and then I realized very quickly I needed to be alone.
I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll go downstairs and watch it on my TV. And I was like, no, I'll just watch it here. Can you imagine me watching it on the TV and going, oh my God, that's embarrassing.
The only clip I've seen, well, no, I sent you another one of a girl stitching a cut down from it. Mm-hmm. And she was like, how do you pronounce your last name? And he goes, I want to hear how you pronounce it.
I know. And then I screamed. I know.
I know. That girl was like, she's like,
he's just so sweet throughout the whole thing that it like made me sick to my stomach. And then, dude, I text Brittany. Let's pull up my text with Brittany.
Be fucking for real. Before I fucking coffee.
I sent her, what's his name? Okay, Hector Bellerin, I think is how you say his name. I might be mispronouncing his last name. He's a soccer player. Football Americano. Or sorry, just football. It's this guy. And he has like kind of a mullet with a mustache. Dario coded AF.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is so handsome. He did a Golf LeFleur campaign and I got an email for it because I buy stuff from them sometimes. And I was all, and who the fuck is that? Google it.
Google, show me this man's balls.
I said to Brittany, I said, please tell me that this makes sense to you. And then she said, of course it does. I know he smells good. Then she sent me a clip of Andrew Scott and Paul Mescal promoting their movie. And she was like, I literally can't take it anymore. And then I said, I need an Irishman. And then in parentheses, I put actually just Paul Mescal or a muscle mommy mask, please. So anyways, that's my update on my current crush. I need him like water. I'm trying to think of times. I think the only time I've ever been in the same room as him and even Pedro Pascal was during the Oscars last year.
The Oscars.
And we were like up in the rafter. So like, could I tell what guys, tiny beanhead is which?
No. Guys, would y'all forgive? Do you think he'll forgive me that I thought he was Logan Lerman?
That's the second offense. The first one was when the lady said, oh my gosh, yeah, Paul Mescal's team said that he's excited to work with you and meet you on the carpet.
Yeah.
And she said, Pedro Pascal? And the lady said, no. Paul Mescal. And
that's just because I misheard her.
No, and then Drew goes, oh. And she goes, do you know who that is? And Drew goes, mm-mm.
Well, no.
And then Reese
said, do you know who that is? She goes, you know who that is. I go, yeah, I think so.
And then I go, no, you don't. And then Reese goes, he's been like white boy of the month for like the last 6 months. And Drew was like, oh, which like that doesn't help.
You guys know Reese.
Reese, guy with a movie camera.
We love Reese. I was like, okay, period. And then he's a liar. He never came and saw me.
He spoke to the other host. That's why.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, Dylan Minnette.
Fucking Logan Lerman.
No, my apologies, Paul Mescal. My apologies. My apologies. Sorry. I confused you for a different white man. Well, two different white men. And I thought all three of them were the same. My B. I take that. That's on me. Now I know the difference between all three of you, though. So
yeah, it's gonna be so embarrassing when we start dating and I have to tell him that story. It's gonna be crazy, you guys. But yeah, that's my current hyperfixation.
He actually like was interested in coming on my show. But he was just like, oh, he's not in town right now, but we'd love to like circle back when he is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Off the new list I just gave, he was on there? Mm-mm. That was an old one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think they just pitched him to me and I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was, and then they were
yeah,
like,
I'm gonna miss that game. That's how I feel about that.
Who's urine? Yours?
Who that urine for?
I already talked about that. I already talked about
oh,
that.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what was, what's the bit I've been saying recently? Need to think. We always like to update y'all on our bits.
Current bits?
Yeah.
I don't think you have one. Is it a sound or something?
I feel like it is a sound, yeah.
Obviously from TikTok.
Oh, we have been saying
what?
Joggers. Spring, summer.
Joggers.
Joggers.
And so what was She by Cherie?
What happened to She by Cherie?
Joggers.
Joggers. Like when someone asks me a question and I'm literally like, joggers. Most people don't know what I'm talking about. Most people
even
have no
I
idea.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Joggers. You know who does know what we're talking about?
Adam.
Yeah. I was gonna say you should call him back and be like, what is She by Cherie? Call him back right now and tell him.
Just to see what he
said. Just say I have a question for you.
Wait, okay.
A really quick question for you. Hold it by the mic. Okay.
Watch him not answer.
I know. He's such
bitch.
A bitch. Yeah.
Me immediately mad. He's not going to answer. I can feel it. You're a bitch. I wish. I think. Oh, hey, bitch. Hey, what is She by Cherie?
Oh, joggers.
Springs.
We were just talking about that and you saw FaceTime him for the podcast.
Yeah, I was like, FaceTime him and ask him, what is She by Cherie?
He's like, joggers. Fucking stupid.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. It makes me laugh because he FaceTimes like, how me and Drew do. Okay, bye.
No, literally. That's a perfect cut down, honestly. What is She by Cherie? Joggers. So funny. It's funny
spring,
every time.
Spring, summer.
And she goes, that's not what he's asking. I know. I'm answering it. You know what's so funny is I don't even know where that's from. I think, are they housewives?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I had a feeling. But I was
that's
like,
why there was someone, you know, people were like, this just in, you know, J-Lo was dressed by She by Cherie for this year's SAG Awards. So I remember I watched Teffy post that one time and I believed it. It wasn't J-Lo. It was someone for like the Met Gala. And I believed it. And I was like, what the heck is that? And then I Googled She by Cherie. I'm like, fucking Teffy. I believe everything I read on the internet.
That feels like such a mean thing to say. Like they're trying to drag someone for some reason. I don't know anything.
We don't
about
know the
it.
Context. Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
It, but that audio is very funny. That's very funny.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't know. I don't have anything else new to share.
Yeah.
Let me think of things I've watched. Oh, dude, when's the last time you watched Kingsman, the original one?
It's been a minute.
First of all, Eggsy, yeah, I would smash. But also, everyone in that movie is...
5-6 max for Taron Egerton.
I was like, what are you saying? Joggers?
He's joggers. That's my version of joggers is literally anytime someone brings up a famous man, I guess...
How tall do you think Paul Mescal is? Like 5'8"?
Yeah, he's probably like 5'7", 5'8".
I'm going to Google it while you're talking about Taron Egerton.
Well, I need to see him standing up next to someone to really get a good gauge. You know what I'm saying? But he's giving me 5'7", if I had to guess off the top of my head.
The internet says 5'11". So
subtract three, and what is that?
5'8", yeah, which there was my go. Guess, yeah. So him, so every time I stand next to Brittany, I can pretend I'm standing next to Paul Mescal.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. I guarantee... Wait, let me... Show me a picture of him standing next to someone.
Oh, okay.
Like, I want to see real... I want to see what's T.
There's rumors of him and Florence Pugh dating, and I'm not lying. I will be really mad at her if she does that to me. Doesn't know me at all. Doesn't owe me anything.
That's a hot couple, though. I think they'd be...
Oh,
really
him
great.
And Florence... Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that's a beautiful couple.
I want him and Pedro Pascal to be in love. I would allow that. Absolutely.
Come on, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
100%. At least 5'8". That's my guess, too.
No, 5'8 is probably pushing it, honestly.
I'd say the tallest 5'8.
Yeah. He's giving me 5'7.
I don't,
because like most of the women he's standing
next to, and I don't give a fuck.
Some of the women he's standing next to, I feel like are like 5'4 ish. So if he's like that much taller, he's probably like 5'7.
You guys, because we're obviously gonna talk about the People's Choice Awards more in depth on the Patreon.
Yeah,
there was an unbelievable amount of famous people there. I'm sure you saw all the clips. They are so much smaller in person.
I've been telling
you. It's just further affirmed every time we go. Every time I go,
literally anywhere, mm-hmm. Look like a power forward for the NBA.
She literally looks like Andre the Giant walking in there.
Genuinely, they're like, oh my God. Like when they see me, they're like, Jesus Christ. I'm so much bigger than everybody. It's insane. It really is.
That's true. Okay, so for this week, we're finishing off our series of what's the most embarrassing thing you've done for a crush or to a crush.
Yes. Is this not the longest February ever?
Well, yeah, it is.
No, I know there's an extra day.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, it feels like it's been a million years.
Yeah, I felt like last year, January and February and March were each 2 days long. April felt really long. Then May and June were fast. Then July all the way to September, slow.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like the summer lasted forever.
Last year? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. July to August, I was like...
We'll always have summer.
Jenny Han should purposefully not include you in anything. Anything the summer I turned pretty related for being that fucking cringy on this goddamn show.
I was literally about to say, did I make that up or was that from...
No, that's one of the books. It's the summer turn pretty, and then I think it's not summer without you, and then it's whatever, we'll always have summer head ass. I'll fucking kill you with my bare hands.
Will we or will we not always have summer?
Yeah, the summer
turn
pretty.
Clock it, Jenny.
Yeah, we'll always have summer is the last one, so that's fucking annoying. You guys. When I finally repowered up Drew's old vlog camera, there's like old archive footage from the first time we ever went to Coachella with Brittany, which is so funny. And
yeah,
especially because our relationship
maybe
is
it'll
the
go
same.
On the Patreon.
Yeah, I think it might, because it's pretty funny.
Yeah,
but there are clips on there from the first time Drew ever went to New York and she visited me while I lived there.
Yeah,
in 2021,
and this was like right when I started building a platform.
Yeah, like Drew had just hit a million the month before I saw her.
Barely hit a million. Yeah.
So she's not even nearly as big as she is right now, of course. But there's a clip in there, and it's so funny, and I don't want to spoil it for you, but I told you, this is such a great example when people go like, have you guys always been like this? I go, yeah, look at this clip. We both had no platforms, and this is what we're doing at a museum.
Yep. We sure were.
What do you want from me?
No. At the end of the day, comedy is life. Laughter is my medicine.
Comedy is magic, actually. That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. Okay, for this topic, we're recapping again embarrassing things.
I'm feeling kooky.
I know.
After I said that joke, I'm like,
it's not even zoomies. I don't know what this is. It's a little cracky. But anyways, okay, we're gonna start off with some from our Patreoners. Woo-hoo. Okay, this first one is from Kim. She said, I forced myself to watch baseball because I heard that he liked it, and I even went as far as going to a baseball game just so I'd have something to talk to him about, and I couldn't even do that because I fell asleep at the game.
That's so real, honestly.
We've only been to one baseball game. Our mom
That's not true. I've been to two.
Oh, college doesn't count.
Oh, yeah. I remember I went my senior year of high school with some friends.
Okay.
And it was because I only remember because Mike Trout was like newly on the Angels. Don't come for me. I don't know what fucking year he got signed.
And guess what?
I don't care. But I remember
everyone
going,
was thirsting over him.
Yeah, and I also remember because the tickets were actually from Mommy.
Oh.
Because she gave them to me, and my friends were baseball fans, and I didn't give a fuck about baseball, so we went together because they were right behind third base.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they were like really, really good seats. Well, okay. That's what they told me. I didn't give a fuck either way, but like I was like, period. And then we went, and I sweat my literal balls off. It was so miserable. I'm so sorry if you love baseball. I can't stand baseball. If baseball was only the highlights they show, I'd be super into it. It's everything in between that is like torturous.
I know.
And when I first started working.
And then I don't understand how they decide how many innings get to go. Don't explain it to me because I don't care.
Always if it's tied, they keep going. And there's 12 innings.
So 12?
Like, yeah.
And then each one ends when they get three outs, right?
Yeah. When each they switch.
Each team gets three outs, and then it goes to second inning?
It goes to the next inning, yeah.
Okay.
And when I first started working at the school newspaper.
They're like, he got a triple double back, pussy lips open. What?
Huh? when I first started working at the paper, I remember they asked me, like, what are my sports that I prefer to cover? And I was like, well, football first because I understand it the best.
Soccer.
No, I didn't want to cover soccer.
Joggers.
Joggers. and then I wanted to do basketball because I understood that the next.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one I said, and maybe baseball. Well, no, actually, the last one I said women's volleyball because I played volleyball. Fine. So I was like, either basketball, football, and women's volleyball, that's what I want to cover.
Love it.
And then they gave me baseball, naturally. And so, and my buddy, who I'm still friends with to this day, will swear this up and down, but he fucking swears that I said I love baseball, and I was like, I would never say that.
How dare you?
Even if I was going to lie in an interview, I would never say that.
Like, I have learned to like things that the other people, like, just like what you said, Kim, I have done that many times, where I'm like, oh my god, I love joggers, and I don't know anything about it. I've done that a million times. I would never, ever do that for baseball or golf. I would never do it.
Well, especially...
Like, when we did Topgolf, like, I didn't have fun.
I have a really funny story of me covering baseball that you remember because I called you because I was in tears about it.
This the kid from middle school?
Kid from middle school?
There was
No, not him.
But you know what was funny? Is he came and played baseball at my school, too. Like, we went and watched for a fundraiser.
Following us.
I know. I mean, it's his school. He went to, like, USC or something.
I know. And USC played my team and your team. I know. I'm just kidding. No, I remember I didn't know nearly enough about baseball to be covering it by myself.
Yeah.
So the very first one I covered, he went with me. And then he didn't talk to me about baseball at all the whole time. And then I was like, well, how was I supposed to learn that? So when I started covering on my own.
And then their games are always... on Sunday at like peak sun hour,
and I
there's
had
no air wind.
I had to sit in the press box, which is fine because at least it's in the shade. However,
there's
40,000 stairs to get there, and every time I'd get there right when it started. One time I went up there and I was dripping sweat, and I had to dress business casual because I had no polos or anything.
So you're wearing a button down and a skirt?
No, I was wearing a dress and Roman sandals because it was 2015, 2014 at the time.
Yeah. So,
and I was
of course
dripping.
You're going to be fashionable.
I was, yeah, I have to. Of course, I'm late because I had to beat my face for no reason other than
just
to
for it to all come off by the time you get to the top
of
the stairs.
Yeah, just for it to come off on my hands as I pull papers out of my folder so I could fan myself. And I remember a guy pushed
all you have is highlighter and lashes on.
Yeah. I haven't even gotten to the embarrassing story yet. And then this guy literally pushed one of those little fans that fold out. Like those little ones. They're made like from like shit.
The
easy tent. Ups are made out of like tents. Yeah. He gave it to me and he goes, would you like this? And I was like, oh yeah, thanks. I'm dripping sweat. And then he goes, you just look like you need it more than I do. To which I'm like, you didn't have to tell me that.
You could have just said the first part.
You could have just asked me if I wanted it, and then we could have never spoken again. Like, you didn't have... And then I go, yeah, a little.
There was no elevator?
Nope. And I was like, oh, okay. No, for sure. Love that. And honestly, was that kind of on me because I was making it barely on time? Sure. So I was rushing in.
Were
there
you a little hungover?
Never. I was never hungover at work. But like, was I running up the stairs?
So then you looked hungover? Yeah.
Yeah. I wish that was an excuse I could have used.
No, I'm just out of shape.
Yeah. I was like, no, just like wildly unqualified to climb that many steps. Anyways, this is the embarrassing story.
That wasn't even it?
No, that wasn't it.
Oh, shit.
This is like well into me covering baseball. So at this point, I know enough. I'm doing a good job.
What's a triple double back? What's that mean?
It's not a triple double back.
A triple quarter pounder.
It's like a triple double is like, it's like you hit three bases. Like you hit the ball far enough to hit three bases. And then a double is like you pick up two runs.
I don't even know what you just said.
Exactly. That's why I said it's stupid. But anyways, It's such a game of chess. That's why it's annoying to me, because I feel like some people in baseball, when they play, like, they purposely get out in order to advance runners, which, like, I get strategy, but, like, also boring, right?
Well, and, like, it's embarrassing when you get out. Like, I feel embarrassed when I would get out.
Yeah, but they have walk-up songs, and that's pretty cool.
Oh, they all do?
Yeah, they all have their own song.
What would be yours?
Mine would be, I'm looking for the hoes. My sexy red.
Mine would be like something super gay, like Pink Pony Club by Chapel Run, or like fucking Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius. It's like the saddest lesbian, like Loose Garment by Muna is just playing as I walk up.
I don't even know what mine would be.
No, it's Waiting Room by Phoebe Bridgers. If you know that song, that's so fucked. Well, no, like play the saddest song, you know. What's the Phil Collins song from Tarzan?
Oh yeah, mine would be Work Song by Hozier.
Cherry Wine,
but just the intro, so there's no words, so it's just like, it's how confusing. Does it go? It's like doom doom doom, that just that part. And then I'm already at the base, so you don't
there
even
will come a soldier. That's yours.
That's a good one. Okay, no, so I'm well into covering baseball. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing a good job. And naturally, when there's lulls, which there are thousands in a baseball game,
I want to look at my phone.
I go on Twitter, naturally.
Oh, right? I remember this, yeah.
Yeah, I literally called Jason in tears the night this happened.
I sent it to you, yeah.
Yeah. Part of my job was live tweeting the games.
Yeah.
from the sports account for the newspaper, okay. Right? And so I know this. Mm-hmm. So I'm tweeting the updates. I'm doing my job, right? All's well.
Okay.
There's a lull. Nothing's really going on. I decide to start tweeting personal things. And I don't realize that I'm tweeting them from the work account. And you know how I find out is my boss sent me a tweet and said, "Is this you?"
And then I'd screenshot it and text it to you.
And Jason had just texted me and I hadn't looked at it. And my heart, like, stopped. And I look at Daisy's text and she goes, "Hey, dude, I think you're tweeting from your work account or something." And it's I like, wish to God I could remember.
What politician was it that, or I think it was, what's the one in Texas? Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
Do you remember
the Zodiac Killer?
He was liking.
Fuck Ted Cruz.
He
bro.
Was liking porn tweets from his.
His official account.
His government official account.
Dude, I
wish I could find.
I wish I remembered what they were, because yeah. They were so stupid. Like, it was literally like me being like, "You guys are crazy." Or I'm like, I was like tweeting in response to other people.
I wish I, like, you guys, if I could find it, I would show it to you, because it's so fucking funny.
The way that my heart, like, I literally was like, I
literally found it. She
I'm so scared. Wait, how did you find that?
Because I took a screenshot and sent this to you.
I know, but how did you find that?
Because it's a screenshot in my Google Photos.
Oh.
And I just typed Twitter to see if it would find it. I'm gonna have our editor insert it right here. But it's literally a video. I want to say this is Waleed's channel, right? It had to have been, because it says yeah, it's Waleed's channel. So he filmed a car ride video with Zach Piona. These are both like old Viners.
Oh, yeah.
And Drew tweeted it and said, "This is literally us," and tagged me, us, and then our friend Kehlani, which is so funny. And that's why I screenshot it and I texted to her and I was like, "Hey, what's this?"
And it was literally from my work account.
This was, you guys, February 18th, 2015. We just passed the anniversary.
Looking at it makes me want to die. That's the only one I sent, though. And then immediately my boss was like, "Hey, is this you?" And yeah. I was like, "Ah." And then I called Jason in tears, and I literally told my, because I had two bosses at the time. Mm-hmm. I literally told them, I was like, "I'm so sorry. Like, I sent that from my phone, but my phone was logged in." You know, like, you had to switch accounts or whatever. Yeah. Girl, it didn't matter. They told me I needed to be more careful. And I was like, "Well, yeah, clearly."
You got me there.
I got that, believe it or not, logged away for next time. It was fucking horrible.
That's so funny that I found it.
So embarrassing.
But anyways, yeah.
But you know what? it could have been worse.
It could have been a lot
worse. I could have tweeted something so abhorrent from the work account.
The way I have so many screenshot tweets of just like cringy things people I've followed have posted and I'm sending them to Drew is so funny.
Also,
what are sisters for, really?
Yeah. Also, I'll say this. Yeah, I was on Twitter at work. Sue me.
And what of it?
Well, maybe if I loved my job, I wouldn't have been on, I would have been surfing the World Wide Web. Just kidding.
Okay, this next one's from Olivia. She's also a Patreoner.
Woo!
In middle school, I had a crush on this girl I ended up dating in high school, and we were on the phone one day, and I thought I could sing, so I started searching love songs, and I sang to her, and looking back, I would rather die than do that now. It's that fuck-ass Maroon 5 song again.
She Will Be Loved.
Yeah.
Y'all are crazy with the singing. Like, I have never... I've been delusionally confident for a very long time.
Not about that, but not about that.
Not in that way. And I admire that, honestly. I wish I wish that I had that kind of confidence, but it's so funny to look back and be like, why the fuck would I ever do that? I think one of the cringiest things someone ever sent me was when they text me the Just the Way You Are song by Bruno Mars. This was when I was in high school, and they were in like a sophomore in high school, and they literally wrote, this song is literally you. This is how I feel about you. And I showed Dayson, and I've never been more angry when I got that text.
Especially because it was someone she didn't even like.
Not only did I not like him, I told him I didn't like him like that. Like, I told him I'm not attracted to you in that way, but, like, I...
Dude, that little square was so horrific.
And it's like...
You guys ever had a crush on someone, and then he's best friends with two other guys... And then the five of you are friends, so you, your sister, and you're friends with all of them. And then you find out all three of the guys have a crush on your sister. Have you guys ever had that happen? Because I have.
What if someone was like, canon event?
Can't interfere, canon event. And then people wonder why I'm a lesbian. Look at what I was doing. All three of them had a crush on my sister, and at one point I had a crush on each of them. And we were all friends, the five of us. Why are we all five hanging out and you all
and
like my sister?
I did not like any of them
at all.
And in fact, I used to tell Dayson, we could do better than this.
Yeah,
let's get better friends.
And then she'd be like, now back to One Direction.
This is, and to be fair to me in that situation, I didn't know any of that. They all told me, one of them told me, and he wasn't supposed to, apparently. What the fuck ever.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, I made it very clear, very, very clear that I was not attracted to him at all. I said that. I was like, I appreciate you telling me. I receive that.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot reciprocate those feelings. Appreciate your friendship, though. And it went on like that for a while where he was just like, oh, well, he would just constantly tell me how much he loved me and shit. And I was like, please stop. Like, I literally tell him, this makes me uncomfortable. Please don't tell me stuff like that. Like, I'm happy to be friends, but just please don't tell me stuff like that. Then it got to a point where he asked me to every single dance his senior year, and mm-hmm. I was a sophomore, mind you. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a sophomore, mind you. And then he got so mad that I said no to prom after I said no to homecoming and winter formal, whatever the fuck, that he started berating me in via messaging. And he was telling me I was a tease. He called me a fucking whore. He called me all this terrible shit. To which I was just like, oh, that's funny, because you didn't think I was a fucking whore when you sent me Bruno Mars Just the Way You Are.
Head ass.
Fucking fuck out my DMs, you fucking bitch. And I literally wrote something so mean back. Mm-hmm. I was like, you want me to say it? I think you're ugly. I was like, I think you're ugly. You're shorter than me. And you're really fucking disrespectful. And I said, and clearly you've never actually wanted to be my friend if you've just been waiting for me to cave. Like, yeah. You've just been waiting this entire fucking time. You're going to call me. I said, and calling me a tease is inaccurate, because in order to tease, you have to be attracted to someone. And I'm not attracted to you. I've said that many times. I wrote something so fucking mean to him that his mom, mm-hmm. who worked at the school.
She didn't. She just was always there.
Well, she was always there because she was like, you know, a teen mom or whatever the fuck. And she came and talked to me in person. And was like, I think that you should be nicer to him and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. You're not my fucking mom. And I was like, and I told her, I was like, well, if I showed you what he wrote me, I think you would change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would change your mind about my reaction. And all she knew was that I said no. And she was like, maybe you should give him a chance. Sometimes you might be attracted to people and you don't realize it. Girl, do you think I'm fucking dumb?
No, it was honestly really weird.
It was so weird and inappropriate, yeah. Mind you. I forgot about so this. Incredibly manipulative. And
mind you guys, misogynistic. No, no one liked me in all of this. And more importantly, no one liked
me. My point being...
Actually, people did. It was just people I didn't like. Yeah.
You and me both. I was like, now, actually... I was like, speaking of, I would rather them have just ignored me. Yeah. They harassed me for fucking years. And then I finally stood up for myself because I was trying to be nice because mm-hmm. I thought we were friends. And that's exactly what I tell you. Don't fucking waste any time being nice. There's no point.
Yeah.
There's no fucking point. They're fucking awful. They're going to stay awful. There's very few men in this world that can get rejected like that and actually want to still be your friend. Yeah. There's very few men in this world that can. There's probably like 1% of men can do that shit. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're a fucking terror. Mm-hmm. Anyways. He sent me that fucking song and I was like, ew.
And every time it comes on, we laugh because that's what it reminds us of.
Oh my God, I know. And by we, I mean
me. Okay, this next one's from Julia, another Patreoner. And she said, I listened to all of his SoundCloud music. I told him I liked it. I even promoted it. And he was ugly. Is there anything worse?
See what I mean? Don't do this stuff for them. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. Don't
get off your knees.
They don't deserve it.
Okay, this next one's from Abby, another Patreoner. And she said, in like fifth grade, I told my crush I was super fast, so I challenged him to a race. For some reason, I thought he would think that's hot. And I slipped and fell on the wet grass down the hill, and he never talked to me ever again.
Damn. Well, you know, glass half full, at least he just never talked to you again. Yeah. It would have been worse if he started like teasing you.
No, 100%.
Do you want to hear something stupid?
You guys, when people fall down, I laugh. Like, I'm sorry, it's a sickness. Like, I have to laugh. Like, I can't look at them. It makes me laugh so bad, so dude. Much, dude.
You want to hear something stupid? Okay. Do you remember when I told you? I think I told you this recently. And okay. When I say recently, I mean within the last like 5 or 10 years.
Okay.
But I literally told you when I was in fifth grade, mm-hmm. I taught my friends. Well, I didn't teach. I don't know where I learned it necessarily, but I was like, we should play a game where we're like teams and we're like shooting each other like with finger guns.
Okay.
To like it's war kind of thing.
You actually have told this story on here before.
I don't think I've told it on here, but I have told you.
No, you have told on here. Have laughed. I? Because we were talking about like bad things you did as a kid, and you started maybe. This game where kids are pretending to shoot each other, and then you told them if you rat me out, like.
No, I literally did one of those things, like that episode of The Office where he does the Willy Wonka thing. Do you remember that?
The Michael's Tots?
Yeah, Michael Scott. No, that's Scott's Tots. Oh, that okay. One. That, okay, this is a fun fact for all of you. I've rewatched The Office dozens of times. Obviously, everybody knows
I've been
that.
Thinking about rewatching it, yeah.
Scott's Tots, that specific episode, I cannot watch it. It embarrasses me so severely. I literally skip it every time. I'm not kidding.
Really?
It kills me. Like, it literally makes my heart like wretch almost. It's horrible. It's just so
his
so,
face the whole time.
And it's just such an awful, awful thing to do.
I'm trying to help you, you stupid bad. Yeah.
No. There's a part where he rewatches Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay. And then he hides it in like one of the paper.
Yeah,
packs,
but
right?
He doesn't separate them, so all of these like 50% off coupons go to their biggest client, which means they get like 2 years of free paper, which is a huge loss in sales.
I remember this. Yeah.
And so he like basically tries to convince, he goes, guys, I don't know, like we need to vet these ideas better. Like once it crashes and burns, mm-hmm. And then they're like, you mean your idea? He goes, I am and simply a net that catches all of your ideas. And if I pitch them, that's really all of us. And he's like taking off his costume because he wore it to work. And he like changes into his gym clothes. Like he's trying to make it everybody's fault because he doesn't want to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. That was me with that game, is my point. I was like, we all said, did we not? did we or did we not?
The way you're running a literal MLM at your school. And you're like, and what the fuck were you doing? You guys, I just thought of something cute me and my sister used to do. Even though we weren't friends in elementary school, we were friends in middle school. That's when we learned how to be friends.
I think we were less friends in middle school than we were in elementary school, to be honest. We had a big distance period because you were so sick of me.
yeah, in seventh grade, but when I was in eighth grade and you were in seventh grade, then that's when we became best friends.
Yeah.
That's when we met you guys in eighth grade. but I was thinking of when they would randomly decide to sell popsicles at school, which is crazy. Just fucking give them to me. I'm 10.
I know.
It's hot.
Costing, like, I need a dollar. Like, where's that money going?
I'm 10 and my mom doesn't give me money because I don't need money. I brought my lunch.
It's the same thing as, like, the fucking janitor making us be quiet. I'm all, that was so off the books. Like, he was not supposed to be doing
that. But I remember we had, like, different lunches or something. So I remember my friend gave me $2 so I could buy two popsicles, and I saved Drew's in my friend's lunch bag. So then after school, I could give it to her, not thinking that it was going to melt. And I was so sad when I couldn't. I was like, I bought you one, but you weren't here, and I saved it. That's what we were, and then Drew did it the next day, but she made sure I got it in between class.
Yeah, and mine was still all over my face when I gave it to her. I was like, try it, it's really good. My hair's all fucked up,
orange all over your face.
Yep. Okay. And I don't even like popsicles, if I'm being honest with you.
Me either.
I just ate them because I could get them.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
I don't even really like them.
No, creamsicles grow up. That's gross.
Yeah, creamsicles are gross, guys.
That's how I feel about those little Utah sodas. I'm not drinking that. I'm not drinking a Diet Coke with half and half in it. I'm just not.
Dude, when I see them bitches mix that shit, I'm like, what's going on? Also,
you know that place?
Is it cream soda or is it a root beer float? Like, it's all the same shit at the end of the day.
And all of it to me is disgusting. That's what I think.
Wait, that's a bit that Adam says every time, and we've adopted as a group. Whenever anyone goes, hey, I'm going to go to the store. Does anyone need anything? I'm not kidding. He says this every time. He says two different answers. The first one, he goes, a root beer float if you're up.
Since you asked.
If you're offering a root beer float, he says that. And then if he doesn't say root beer float, he goes, a snow cone would be great.
We're in fucking London.
He picks, like...
Yeah, and Alex is like, I'm going to go get ramen. Do you guys need anything?
And then and he goes, a root beer float, if you're offering. And then every time.
He goes, you said anything.
He goes, you literally said you offered.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
He's so us-coded.
Here's a bit I was thinking about the other day.
Oh, yeah.
When we were watching the end of the Super Bowl, whatever. We were watching all the commentators talk about what's happening right before the game.
Oh,
ended.
Yeah.
And I was watching it, and I've watched football, obviously, a million times. And I was saying out loud, I'm like, how do they decide, like, whose turn it is to talk? Like, do they tell them, like, okay, now we'll have
so-so? Yeah, you know how those commentators sometimes be talking over each other.
Yeah, but I'm
shit.
Like, how do they? And there's, like, six grown men sitting at a table. There's no need for that many. There just needs to be two.
Yeah.
But I was like, how do they decide? And we were like, I don't know, like, kind of laughing about it. And then do your bit.
Oh, yeah, I was saying, if I'm on the panel tonight and I don't believe I've talked enough, right? I'm like, I never get to talk. Like, you guys are saying stuff, you're saying stuff, and then by the time you get to me, I don't have anything to say.
And I'm like, you guys always do this to her.
I was like, I don't have the time.
And then they go, okay, go. Okay,
go. Like, okay, fine, you can go. And I'm like, forget it.
I don't even remember what I was going
to
say.
I literally forgot. Just go to commercial. It's fine. I don't care. I'm sitting at the table. No, it's fine. Like, I literally, like, who cares?
When you're trying not to cry, so your voice goes up six octaves.
And I'm like, they don't even need me. Like, just talk over me.
Girl, shit.
God.
They always do this. Last commercial break, they were like, okay, we'll let you talk. We'll let you go. Yeah. They don't let me go.
They said, like, no, it's your turn. It's your turn. And it's never, ever my turn.
And then he's, like, saying everything I'm going to say.
And then, like, as they cut to commercial, I'm, like, I turn my chair so I'm, like, my back's to the table. But I'm talking to a producer. And I'm, like, it's just, like, it's so frustrating. Like, what's the point? Like, why am I even here? There's no point, because they're not going to let me talk. Oh, man, that would be so funny.
Oh, I die. Someone do that character on TikTok. The sports announcer that never gets to talk.
Don't. If you fucking do it, you better give me credit. Me and Dace. You better credit us.
And then it's her friend standing behind her going, you guys always do this, or I've been telling you and no one listens to me.
I was like, I'm trying to stand up for myself. That's why I was like, just forget it. Just go to commercial. I don't even care.
But but you don't get up. You sit there because you still want attention.
And then I'm just like this the whole time. I'm like,
doesn't matter. Who cares what I think?
Or are you asking me?
They're all, come on. You can They're do
like,
it.
No, you can't. You can go. I'm like, oh, all of a sudden. Okay, well, I think that he's doing great.
Like nothing of substance. You're mad you don't get to talk, but you don't add anything to
There's that reminds me of another episode of The Office. There's like one where it's like when Jim is recently promoted as co-manager and they're struggling to make a decision as co-managers, like him and Michael. And so he's like, I don't know. Like, he goes, are you asking us what we want, Kevin? And he goes, what do I want? And he's like venturing to the front of the office, like he's going to give a big speech. Well, I personally think. And then he turns and he looks at everyone and he goes, everyone's looking at me right now. This is weird. And then he doesn't say anything. Like, he just loses focus immediately. That's me on the panel.
They should ask you to come host the sports.
And I'm going to do that the whole time.
Okay.
That's why I said,
go to commercial. Woo. Your agent's over there saying, hey, come on.
They're trying to coax me out of my dressing
it's
room.
It's okay.
There's no point. Dude, we did that almost the entire game. Every single time there were commentators on the screen, that's what we were doing.
It's just like, okay.
It's just like, it's not even like a mad, it's just like little kid shit. Yeah. Like, that's so funny.
Like bratty little white kid shit. Yeah. Okay, sorry. This next one's from Shay. She said, in middle school, I used to make Instagram group chats with my crush included just in case he would, or just in hopes he would respond.
Instagram group chats? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's funny. That's actually very clever. You sound young if you have Instagram group chats.
I know, Instagram, because I'm 1,000 years old, started when I was a senior in high school. And even then, I was like one of 10 kids at my school who had one.
Yeah, that's actually real. Because I remember my very first post on Instagram ever was my Halloween costume. I took a picture of my makeup when we were avatars.
Oh, yeah.
And all of it was sweat off the middle of my face. And that did not stop me from posting that pic.
This next one's from Priscilla. She said, I had the biggest crush on my now boyfriend, but before we used to take the same school bus and every day I tried my hardest to save a seat so he can sit next to me and would tell everyone, no, this seat is taken. And this motherfucker never wanted to sit next to me. Anyways, we've been together for 8 years now.
Period.
That's super cute.
That's so cute. That's so funny. Seat's taken. Where's it from?
It's like one of the first jokes I ever heard Billy say in front of me.
Yeah. Seat's taken. Chat, go ahead and comment down below where that's from. Chat, go ahead and comment down below.
Okay, this next one's from Chloe. They said, I'm in the third grade. I thought that I was gay, sorry. In the third grade, I was told by my friends that I needed a crush or I was weird. And then they put in parentheses, I'm gay. So I got one. I flirted with him. I sent him love notes, called him pet names, and constantly tried to hug him. I don't remember the specifics, but I did end up making him cry. My teacher had to have a conversation with me about boundaries and reciprocation.
That's so funny. You trying to blend so severely,
yeah,
that you end up, you do it too much to the point where
maybe he was gay too and he was like, I don't like
too
don't
much
like
to the
you.
Point where you get accused of harassing someone. Girl,
oh, I'm just copying what everyone else is doing,
my bad. That's so funny.
I'm glad your teacher was like, hey, can't do that.
You had to have a serious conversation about boundaries. That's so funny, but very important. That's cool that teacher had that very frank conversation with you.
Okay, this next one's from Sammy. She said, my dad used to coach boys soccer and they were my age. That's like, that was like my dream when I was playing soccer. I was like, oh, please.
Yeah, our dad only coached our basketball team the one year we played and neither of us were starters.
No.
So
I would foul out almost every single game.
He literally never played us. That's how bad we were.
I was playing like Draymond Green and I was 9. He was like, hey, I have to sit you.
Not me. I was like, I don't know. I think I just really didn't like playing basketball, to be honest.
Okay, so she said, my dad used to coach boys soccer and they were my age. My dad had hired one of them to work at his summer camp, and as coworkers, I developed a crush. Everyone does that. That's totally normal. It was so bad.
We'll always have the summer.
Jesus Christ. It was so bad that I decided to work instead of going to a Skype call with One Direction. But what? It gets better. It was prom time and I wanted to ask him. So I went through my dad's phone for my crush's number and I sent it to myself. But I forgot to close the screen. So when he opened up his phone, my crush's contact information popped up. He told my mom and my mom sat me down and asked me if she wanted my dad to ask my crush to take me to prom. I went by myself and I deleted the number.
Your parents just humiliating you beyond belief.
Just forget it.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. All right. I think, wait, really quick. Sorry, go ahead, yeah. I think it would have been perfect to have your dad do it, because then if he said no and he brought it up to you, you'd have been like, he's crazy. I don't know why he would ever ask.
You know what? As soon as he's of age, I am putting him into a home. What movie is that from?
I am so mad at my mom. As soon as she is of age, I'm putting her in a home.
What is that from?
Step Brothers.
Okay, this next one is from Sarah. They said, I converted to Mormonism. And that's on growing up non-Mormon and being a brown plus size indigenous girl in Utah and having none of your Mormon crushes like you back.
Oh, me.
I was also shoving down the fact that I was queer and really desperate to hide it. So I fully bought into it and ignored the wishes of my dad and brother and got baptized in college in hopes a nice Mormon guy would eventually marry me and I'd be worthy of love.
Aww.
Religious trauma. Same. Anyway, now I'm out and married to a lovely woman and have gone to therapy enough to where I can giggle about it now.
Oh, that's really sweet.
What a great story.
I'm so glad you have a happy ending.
I am not married to a lovely woman, but I do have religious trauma, so maybe that's my next part. Maybe I need to convert to Mormonism and then I'll fall in love.
You have enough religious trauma, I think.
But anyways, that's a really cute story.
That is that's a very cute story. I wouldn't say that's embarrassing. I would say that that makes you stronger than most people, to be honest.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Alexa, play Stronger by Kelly Clarkson.
Okay, this is the last one we're gonna do, guys. Okay, this next one's from Harper. They said, back in elementary school, I had a crush on my brother's best friend. My best friend's brother.
BFB. Who remembers? I illegally downloaded that song on my Droid. Anyways, go ahead.
They said, I thought he was so cute and I was going through my Dylan Sprouse obsession. He kind of looked at him, so obviously I took this as a sign. I would have done the exact same thing. I was also going through my Webkinz obsession. What is that?
They're like little cartoon pets on the...
But do you have them physically and then you register them online? Or is it just online, kind of like Neopets?
I think it is what the first thing that you said.
Okay.
I think.
So I bought him one of my favorites at the time, the classic black and white cow. I was way too timid to give it to him, so I had my brother give it to him during homeroom one day. I told him to make sure my crush could not see me when he gave him the Webkinz. Then to seal the deal, I called him a few days later and asked if he liked the Webkinz and if he wanted to go bowling. He said he liked the cow, but he couldn't go bowling because he was out of town. I handed my mom back the phone and started crying. The drama. Maybe I should have asked for the cow back. Yeah, I would have. Okay, that's great. Then drop off my fucking present. Hang on.
That's great, because that was a loan, by the way. So go ahead and bring that back to me.
And guess what? Give it back.
Okay, well, here's my address. Go ahead and mail that cow back to me. Thanks.
You can just, like, give it back to my brother. That'd be great.
And then you go, regards. And then you sign Harper.
Dude, I never got into Webkinz. I think they came out right when we were just a little bit too old.
Yeah, same. Same, same.
Same with, like, Littlest Pet Shop. I was a little bit too old right when they came out.
We were a lot too old by the time Littlest
Pet Shop came out. I don't remember. I wasn't interested in them, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I think we were a lot older when Littlest Pet Shops came out.
Oh, anyways, you guys, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ish. I hope you enjoyed it. I haven't laughed so hard that I cried on this in a really long time, so this was a really funny episode. I enjoyed this one.
I'm like, guys, we killed it today. Go and clock out. You earned it.
I had a great time. I hope you did too. If you enjoyed this episode, you can listen to other episodes. Everywhere you can listen to podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel. Yes. Number one, buy Drew's book. Number two, sign up for the Patreon. And number three, don't forget, we're going on tour this summer. So if you want to see
you there.
We'll see you there. Love you. Bye.
Bye.